Welcome to episode 736 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Book of Psalms is a poetic library, filled with prayers, praises, laments, and wisdom. When we think of wisdom books in the Bible, Psalms may not be one of the first books that come to mind. However, the wisdom Psalms often reflect the same themes and concerns as more traditionally recognized biblical wisdom literature. They speak to the realities of everyday living, providing counsel on life and piety. But beyond their immediate instruction, these Psalms intricately interweave with the life and teachings of Jesus. As we delve into the wisdom Psalms, we uncover Christ-centered insights that illuminate our path and deepen our understanding of Jesus, who is our wisdom from God. Let's start with the foundation of true wisdom. Psalm 1 verses 1 to 2, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Jesus is the embodiment of this psalm's teaching. Throughout his ministry, he consistently sought the will of the Father, often retreating to pray and meditate on God's word. In John 8 verse 28, Jesus says, "I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." Our Savior sets the benchmark for living wisely, emphasizing the necessity of grounding our lives in God's truth. The foundation of true wisdom is the law of the Lord. Next, God's intimate design. Psalm 139 verse 13, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb." In this poetic meditation, the psalmist marvels at the intricacy with which God forms human life. Jesus, being fully God and fully man, stands as the most profound testament to God's design. In the incarnation, Christ embraced the divine craftsmanship of human form, sanctifying our humanity and affirming our worth in the eyes of the Creator. The concept of God's intimate design signifies that every detail of creation, including human life, is thoughtfully and purposefully crafted by a loving Creator. This intricate design extends beyond mere physical attributes, penetrating into the realms of purpose, relationships, and even the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Understanding God's intimate involvement in our lives brings profound meaning and value to our existence, anchoring us in the belief that we are not random occurrences, but intentionally made for a divine plan. Now, the transient nature of life. Psalm 104 verse 29, "When you hide your face, they are dismayed; when you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust." Jesus underscored life's fleeting nature, but not in a pessimistic tone. Instead, he offered hope. While our earthly lives are temporary, the life Jesus offers is eternal. His resurrection proves that though our bodies may return to dust, through him, we are destined for everlasting life. Life may be transient, but hope springs eternal because of Jesus. We turn to the pursuit of righteousness. Psalm 24 verses 3 to 4, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully." Here, the psalmist ponders the qualities of those who approach God. Jesus lived this righteousness, and through his teachings, he furthered its understanding. The Beatitudes, in Matthew 5 verses 3 to 10, echo these verses, emphasizing purity of heart, humility, and truthfulness as qualities cherished by the kingdom of heaven. If you want to pursue righteousness, study the life and teachings of Christ. Next point, the folly of self-reliance. Psalm 127 verse 1, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." Jesus often confronted the self-righteousness of the religious leaders. They believed their own efforts and adherence to the law made them righteous. Yet, Jesus consistently pointed to a reliance on God, not self, as the path to true righteousness and wisdom. Modern society, particularly in the West, places a strong emphasis on individualism and the notion that success is primarily the result of one's own efforts, talents, or decisions. Jesus warns against this. Consider the parable of the rich fool in Luke 12 verses 16 to 21. In this story, a rich man thinks he has everything he needs because of his own efforts and planning. He decides to tear down his old barns to build bigger ones, to store all his grain and goods, saying to himself, You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink and be merry. However, God calls him a fool, and takes his life that very night, asking, then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? Our dependence needs to be on God. We are foolish to put stock in self. Next. The beauty of unity. Psalm 133 verse 1, Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. Christ's high priestly prayer, in John 17, echoes this sentiment. He prays for the unity of believers, that they may be one, just as he and the Father are one. True wisdom recognizes the value of harmonious relationships, and the power of unified purpose, in the body of Christ. Now, the fear of the Lord. Psalm 111 verse 10, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, all those who practice it have a good understanding. Jesus, while embodying God's love and grace, also demonstrated a profound reverence for God the Father. He understood the importance of awe, respect, and submission to God's will. For us, fearing the Lord doesn't mean being terrified of him, but recognizing his majesty, holiness, and authority. Next, trust amidst trials. Psalm 37 verses 3-4, Trust in the Lord, and do good, dwell in the land, and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus displayed unwavering trust in the Father, even in the face of persecution and imminent death. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ prayed earnestly, showing his human distress, yet he concluded, in Luke 22 verse 42, Not my will, but yours, be done. In our own challenges, the wisdom Psalms urge us to imitate Jesus, placing our trust in God, and seeking his will above our own. The gift of counsel. Psalm 32 verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Jesus, often referred to as Wonderful Counselor, took these words of the psalmist, and manifested them in his interactions. Through parables, direct teachings, and personal conversations, he provided divine guidance to all who would listen. His counsel was not just for the people of his time, but extends to us today, through the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures. Finally, the assurance of redemption. Psalm 86 verse 5, For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love, to all who call upon you. Throughout the Psalms, we are reminded of God's merciful nature. Jesus personified this redemption, by offering himself, as a sacrifice, for humanity's sins. Through his death and resurrection, we are not only forgiven, but also reconciled with God, a profound truth, that anchors our faith, and shapes our relationship with him. The wisdom Psalms, teeming with insights and guidance, gain even more depth, when viewed in light of Jesus. He amplifies their truths, embodying and fulfilling them in ways that are both profound and personal. For believers, these Psalms are not just ancient songs, they are timeless pieces of counsel, leading us closer to the heart of Christ. As we meditate on these Psalms, let's allow them to shape our understanding of Jesus, realizing that he is not just a figure in history, but the living embodiment of God's wisdom. Let the wisdom Psalms remind you of his love, his teachings, and his eternal relevance in our lives. As we reflect on the wisdom Psalms, we see how they serve as a mosaic that brings out the richness of Christ's life and teachings. Jesus, the wisdom incarnate, not only lived out the principles found in these Psalms, but also deepened, and fulfilled, their meanings. By anchoring our lives in these timeless truths, and recognizing Jesus as our ultimate source of wisdom, we can navigate life's challenges with grace, hope, and discernment. In the ever-changing tides of life, may these wisdom-infused reflections on Christ guide, comfort, and inspire us to live lives that resonate with God's heart. Father, we are in awe of your wisdom, so perfectly personified in your Son, Jesus. As we delve into the wisdom Psalms, enlighten our hearts to see Christ afresh. Grant us discernment to apply these truths in our daily lives, and may we ever turn to Jesus, our wisdom and guide. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.